We're gonna mention other topics anyway, or any time.
You're on the, you're on the.
Okay, so we've been going over a series, Foundations of Faith, which is based on the book of Acts. So we've now got to Acts chapter 4. Who can remember what we spoke about last Sunday? Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. So it was rise up and walk, wasn't it? Yeah. And this week we're going to do Acts chapter 4. And the title of that I've taken for Acts chapter 4 is The Blueprint for Faith. And I want to start this morning with a question for you. What would it take to silence your faith? What would it take to silence your faith? The enemy wants nothing more than to shut us up. But I want to tell you this morning that when you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, when you've been touched by the power of Jesus, and lit on fire for the gospel, then you become unstoppable. You become what?
Unstoppable.
Acts chapter 4 is a story of boldness, of prayer, and of power. Boldness, prayer, power. Peter and John, just ordinary men, stood before the religious leaders of their day, and he proclaimed the name of Jesus without fear. And today we're going to learn from the example, their example, and discover how to be bold, to live lives that are unstoppable for Christ. Because we know already that the name of Jesus changes everything. Acts chapter 4 verse 7 says, "By what power or what name did you do this?" This was a question that they asked. By what power or what name did you do this? Peter and John had healed a lame man at the temple gate. This wasn't just a physical healing. It was a declaration of the authority of Jesus Christ. When questioned, Peter did not hold back. He answered them in verse 10. "It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, and this man stands before you healed." Do you understand the power of that name? The name of Jesus that heals the broken. The name of Jesus that breaks chains. The name of Jesus is the only name that can save. Acts 4 verse 12 declares, "Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." When you pray, when you speak, when you live, do it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Because His name carries the authority of heaven. These were ordinary people living with an extraordinary boldness. Acts 4 verse 13 says, "When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realize that they were unschooled. That is important. Take note. They realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men. They were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. The religious leaders couldn't understand how uneducated fishermen could speak with such authority. The secret wasn't in their training. It was in their relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen to me this morning. Boldness does not come from your qualifications. It comes from your connection to your Savior, Jesus. When you've been with Jesus, the world cannot help but notice. Are you spending enough time in His presence? Are you letting His Holy Spirit fill you and strengthen you and embolden you? Because when you do, you will fear, you'll find that your fear fades, that your courage rises, and you can stand firm no matter who or what tries to oppose you. Though I want to declare this morning that the gospel cannot be silenced. Acts 4 verse 20 says, "As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." Wow. We cannot stop speaking about Jesus. The religious leaders threatened Peter and John, commanding them to stop preaching in Jesus' name. But their response was simple. We must obey God rather than men. I want to tell you something today, that the gospel is unstoppable. I go on social media and I say, "Oh, they're trying to shut the church down. They're trying to shut the word of God down." What a load of rubbish. I don't know what Bible they're reading, but I would refer them back to Acts. Because governments cannot stop the gospel. Threats cannot silence the gospel. Persecution only fans the flames of revival. Peter and John had seen the risen Christ. They had witnessed His power firsthand with their own eyes. And because of that, they could not keep quiet. Have you experienced Jesus in such a way that you cannot help but share Him? That's why I'm here. That all those things in my life that tried to destroy me were wiped out by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. And I stand here this morning to declare the gospel.
Amen.
If Jesus has healed you, tell someone. If Jesus has saved you, shout it out.
Yes.
If Jesus has delivered you, let the world know.
Amen.
We need to be bold. Bold through prayer. Bold through the Spirit. Not in our own strength, but through the name of Jesus, through the Spirit. After Peter and John were released, they didn't shrink back and go hide away. Instead, they gathered with fellow believers and prayed. Gosh, I look at churches around the world, they say, "We don't hold prayer meetings anymore because nobody comes." Whoa! They gathered with fellow believers and they prayed. There it is. Acts 4. Verse 29 says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." They didn't pray for safety. They didn't ask God to take away the opposition. But they prayed for boldness. And God responded. Acts 4:31 says, "The place where they were meeting was shaken." Just picture that for a second. The place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. High Wycombe, where they were meeting, was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. This is what we should be pursuing. For a shaking in this community. If we want to live boldly for Christ, we need to do two things. Firstly, a life of prayer. Boldness comes when you kneel before the throne of God. And two, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit gives you courage, wisdom, and power beyond yourself. You know, when people say, "Oh, I feel like I've come to the end of myself." Have you ever heard someone say that? Power beyond yourself. When you combine prayer with the Spirit's power, nothing can stop you. Acts chapter 4 is more than a story. It's a blueprint for how to live as a bold believer in a world that wants to silence your faith. Speak the name of Jesus with confidence. Spend time with Jesus so that your life reflects His presence. Share the gospel no matter what the cost. Pray for boldness and trust the Holy Spirit to empower you. This week, let's ask God to fill us with that same boldness that transformed Peter and John. Let's stand firm, speak out, and live lives that declare, "We cannot help but speak about what we have seen and what we have heard." You stand up with me. I just want us just to declare Acts 4 into our lives. Let's declare it this morning that we want to be people of Acts 4. That this church will be an Acts church. Not tradition, not controlled by man, but controlled by the Holy Spirit. Speaking into this community with the authority of Jesus Christ. That we will not be silent. And we will not compromise. And we will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, which is the salvation to all men and women and children. We moan about the laws that are coming in. And we all sit in our homes and we moan about it and we say, oh, I can't believe that the government are doing that. But yet we remain silent. And if we will remain silent, then what do we expect? Because it's unchallenged. We cannot do things without the power of the Holy Spirit. And if we can just stand up and we can say, well, I want to be a part of the shaking in this place, High Wycombe, then we're going to see wonderful things happen across our community. But it starts with a commitment, with a declaration. And if you will, would you not just whisper this, but would you say it boldly? Full of power, full of authority. I will be bold.
I will be bold.
I will pray.
I will pray.
I will tell someone.
I will tell someone.
And I will shout out my salvation.
I will shout out my salvation.
That I will let the world know about my deliverance. That I will not shrink back or hide away. But I will stand with fellow believers. And cry out to God. That I will obey God rather than obey men. That the gospel is unstoppable.
The gospel is unstoppable.
Don't be robbed. I guarantee you when you leave this service, the enemy is going to throw all sorts of rubbish at you. He's probably going to mock you. Yeah? He's going to say, you are just so unholy and useless. Look at you. But that's when we declare the authority of Jesus Christ. And we say, no, that's not what the Word of God says about me. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We don't have to put up with it. We choose to put up with it. We don't use the power. We don't use the power option. The power option. If you don't mind, I'm just going to come past you and I'm just going to put my hand on you and I'm just going to pray for more power in your life. If I may do that. If you don't want me to do that, then just push me away. I will not be rejected. Lord, I just pray for more power in my brother. Boldness, Lord. Lord, that he would be filled with the authority of Jesus Christ. That no matter what stands up in front of him, whatever the enemy would accuse him of, he would stand and he would say, but I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ.